Zadanie trzecie.
Many people dream about quitting their jobs for a life in paradise. Our guest today is a woman who didn't just dream about it, she actually did it. Meet Noelle Hancock, who gave up a $95,000 job and moved to the Caribbean island of St. John to scoop ice cream. Few people have enough courage to make such a big change. But you did. What made you do it?
It all began 4 years ago, after I finished writing my book. I was a 31-year-old journalist living in Manhattan, in a lovely neighbourhood with every imaginable convenience and form of entertainment. Still, I was beginning to feel more and more disheartened and lonely. It was getting me down. When the book was published, I got an attractive job offer, and although it was very tempting, I chose adventure and packed my bags.
There are about 2 million people living in Manhattan. How can one feel lonely there?
New York is a competitive city. You have to spend most of your time working to afford to live there. And a downside of living among so many ambitious people is they're often overscheduled. Sometimes I didn't see my closest friends for months. Trying to negotiate a time to meet a friend for a chat was harder than getting into college. I know it's ironic to feel lonely in such a big city, but it seemed I spent my life staring at screens, laptop, phone, iPad. I was just fed up with that.
What's the island you're living on like?
It's really small. The island's main town, Cruz Bay, has just a few winding roads and a handful of open-air bars and restaurants. There are no traffic lights, no chain stores, and access to Wi-Fi is limited. Shoes are optional. We get everywhere on foot or by car, mainly in beaten-up Jeeps, because no one cares what kind of car you drive. We shower and wash our stuff in filtered rainwater, collected in cisterns attached to the house. I have plenty of time to see my friends, and on my days off, I hike, dive, or go boating to the nearby islands.
And where do you see yourself in the future?
That question reminds me of my job interviews. I was often asked, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" It always seemed a depressing notion to know what you'd be doing 5 years in the future. Lately, I've been thinking of moving somewhere entirely different. Europe, perhaps? There are so many places to go. Who knows where I'll end up? Living abroad has exposed me to a different approach to life, one in which you're not expected to settle down or tie yourself to a place by running a business or having a long-term contract.
And the last question. What message would you like to pass on to our listeners?
Well, many people aren't living in the moment. They're waiting for some indeterminate time in the future when they've saved up enough vacation days and money to take a trip somewhere. But if you're constantly longing for a vacation, maybe what you really want is a new life. You should seriously take this option into consideration.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Many people dream about quitting their jobs for a life in paradise. Our guest today is a woman who didn't just dream about it, she actually did it. Meet Noelle Hancock, who gave up a $95,000 job and moved to the Caribbean island of St. John to scoop ice cream. Few people have enough courage to make such a big change. But you did. What made you do it?
It all began 4 years ago, after I finished writing my book. I was a 31-year-old journalist living in Manhattan, in a lovely neighbourhood with every imaginable convenience and form of entertainment. Still, I was beginning to feel more and more disheartened and lonely. It was getting me down. When the book was published, I got an attractive job offer, and although it was very tempting, I chose adventure and packed my bags.
There are about 2 million people living in Manhattan. How can one feel lonely there?
New York is a competitive city. You have to spend most of your time working to afford to live there. And a downside of living among so many ambitious people is they're often overscheduled. Sometimes I didn't see my closest friends for months. Trying to negotiate a time to meet a friend for a chat was harder than getting into college. I know it's ironic to feel lonely in such a big city, but it seemed I spent my life staring at screens, laptop, phone, iPad. I was just fed up with that.
What's the island you're living on like?
It's really small. The island's main town, Cruz Bay, has just a few winding roads and a handful of open-air bars and restaurants. There are no traffic lights, no chain stores, and access to Wi-Fi is limited. Shoes are optional. We get everywhere on foot or by car, mainly in beaten-up Jeeps, because no one cares what kind of car you drive. We shower and wash our stuff in filtered rainwater, collected in cisterns attached to the house. I have plenty of time to see my friends, and on my days off, I hike, dive, or go boating to the nearby islands.
And where do you see yourself in the future?
That question reminds me of my job interviews. I was often asked, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" It always seemed a depressing notion to know what you'd be doing 5 years in the future. Lately, I've been thinking of moving somewhere entirely different. Europe, perhaps? There are so many places to go. Who knows where I'll end up? Living abroad has exposed me to a different approach to life, one in which you're not expected to settle down or tie yourself to a place by running a business or having a long-term contract.
And the last question. What message would you like to pass on to our listeners?
Well, many people aren't living in the moment. They're waiting for some indeterminate time in the future when they've saved up enough vacation days and money to take a trip somewhere. But if you're constantly longing for a vacation, maybe what you really want is a new life. You should seriously take this option into consideration.